Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we're going to turn away from our study of Daniel, and we're going to begin looking at Galatians. We're going to read this morning the first chapter of Galatians, chapter 1, so let us hear together the Word of Almighty God. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all of the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. And as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his Son to me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and remained with him 15 days. But saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed before God I do not lie. Afterward I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God in me. Thus far the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. As we look at this passage of God's Word, we begin looking at Galatians, and Galatians has pointed at the fact that salvation is not through our works, but is through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other gospel, there is no other law by which man shall be saved, Paul says in Galatians 3:21. There is no possibility of some other way in which we would be saved. And so as we look at this passage, we see Paul beginning his epistle, his letter on this fact. And we note the theme that we see here is there is no other saving gospel but Jesus Christ crucified for believers' sins. There is no other saving gospel but Jesus Christ crucified for believers' sins. As we look at this passage in the first 5 verses, we see that we have greetings to brothers in Christ. In verses 6 through 10, we are reminded that there is no other gospel than the danger of turning away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then in verses 11 through 24, we see that Christ's same gospel was miraculously revealed to Paul. And so first of all, we see greetings to brothers in Christ. Paul says, I am an apostle not through men or from man. Notice that Paul is an apostle through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. This is God working in Paul, saving him and calling him to be an apostle. And he says this to brethren who are called with me, to the churches of Galatia, and to us today. Grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ. Notice how he affects, how he notices Jesus Christ, how he mentions him, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Christ, who gave himself for our sins. There is only one gospel, and that is in Jesus Christ giving himself for the sins of those who believe on him. Salvation is only through Christ. that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Those who believe and live according to the present evil age at that time or today are not saved. We need to understand that. That he might deliver us from that according to the will of our God and Father. And this is to whom be glory forever and ever. And Paul reminds the Galatians and us today that there is no other gospel. He says that they are turning away from the grace of Christ to another gospel, to a different gospel, which is not another gospel, which is not a gospel. Turning away from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Now, what is grace? Grace is undeserved favor. And that is the only way of salvation, undeserved favor. Every other false religion has this idea that if we're just good enough, we're going to save ourselves. And that's not what the Bible teaches, because that's not true. We cannot be good enough. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And we will see in coming weeks that the idea that the Galatians were finding attractive is the idea of the good news of works, which is preached in many, if not most, churches today, sadly. It is very present in the time of Christmas, sadly. Be good and God will like you. As I said, we will continue to see this as we look at Galatians. But it is designed, as Paul says here, to our trouble, to pervert the gospel. Galatians 5, verse 10, I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. If anyone preaches any other gospel than Jesus Christ crucified, Paul says, let him be accursed. He repeats this. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. Even if I preach a gospel other than Christ, Paul included, or anyone else, let him be accursed. Churches which preach works, gospels, Paul is saying, are accursed. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. And so many churches, sadly, today make many other things more important than the word of God, than the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't smoke, don't chew, don't drink, don't dance, all these different things. And that is not the gospel. The gospel is God has saved sinners, and that Christ gave himself on the behalf of those who believe in him to save them from their sins, from this present evil age, as Paul puts it here. And Paul repeats himself to emphasize this very fact. And Paul says, do I persuade men or God? Do I please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Verse 10. He persuades men. Therefore, he's not here to change to their will. He pleases God. He persuades men. Men need to hear the word of God, the gospel according to the scriptures, not according to man's ideas. And we are here, our church by God's grace is here, to call people pleasing God. That man must bend himself to the word of God. And Paul says, therefore, I'm a bondservant of Christ, not man. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4, but as we have been approved by God to be instructed with the gospel, entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. Sadly, this week I hear about a church, the Christian Reformed Church, one of which I used to be a member, and their recent statement says that global warming is a problem. Well, if you look at the Bible, I don't believe there's anywhere that states that this is man's problem. The problem is the need of man for salvation, and that is only possible in Jesus Christ. And so another time in this last couple of years, churches have run far from the mark, making man's ideas more important. The gospel of works is the gospel of global warming. Do these things and you'll be saved. And so Christ's same gospel was revealed to Paul separately from the rest of the disciples. We need to understand that. This is so wonderful. It is a miraculously revealed gospel. Paul was not taught the gospel by other people. In fact, he persecuted it. God revealed it to him on the road to Damascus, we read in verses 11 and 12. And so Paul's former conduct proves a conversion. He was exceedingly zealous to persecute Christians, Philippians 3, verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness of the law, blameless, he says about himself. But he counts all of that as dung. And God had called Paul to faith and to preach from his mother's womb, by grace, by undeserved favor, to reveal Christ, his Son, in me, preaching him among the Gentiles, we read. Acts 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. And Paul did not immediately then confer with flesh and blood, we read in verse 16. He didn't talk to other people about the matter. He studied the Old Testament. Remember, Paul had studied at the feet of Gamaliel, a great Jewish rabbi. By the clarifying illumination of the Holy Spirit, he was made to understand that which God had spoken clearly in the Old Testament. Paul then understood to be revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul continued then in Arabia and Damascus before ever speaking to any of the other apostles. And Paul later then, we read, 3 years later, conferred with the apostles. He spoke to Peter for 15 days, conferring with him, assumedly learning more deeply the facts that were not as directly revealed in the Old Testament. Speaking also to James, the Lord's brother, we read. And so Paul, following this conference, continues to preach Christ to the Greeks and Romans. And he is unknown personally to the churches in Judea, but that they hear, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God then in Paul for his conversion, for his preaching of the gospel. And so as we come into this time of Thanksgiving, as we come into this time of Christmas, I want to begin this study of Galatians. And my hope as we study Galatians is to look at what God says about the matter of salvation in Jesus Christ, about what is so important at Christmas. And as we look at these things, we need to understand that what is really important at Christmas is that God sends his Son, the perfect gift. And we then as Christians give gifts as an emulation of that. And that God in giving Christ gave that which we really need, that which we have absolute necessity of, which is salvation. And he did not give partially the gift. He gave it fully. Christ gave his life on the cross. The baby in a manger did not remain a baby. The fact of Christmas encloses, points forward to the fact of Easter. And so, as we look at this passage, as we continue in God's grace to study Galatians, we will be noticing that the gospel which we read in the Bible is not a gospel according to man, according to the works of man. It is a gospel which teaches us salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, not by any works of ours, but by grace, by undeserved favor of Almighty God. And that's what we begin here then in the Lord's grace, is to study Galatians. And I pray that God will bless us as we do study that. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Start the Week this morning. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. We have begun worship services in Dickinson. My colleague, Reverend Dale Clark, is pastoring a chapel of Salem Reformed Church, First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. They are meeting at the Holiday Inn Express at 2 p.m. Sundays for worship. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too or far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Golden Valley, Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be happy to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.